Boozhound Entertainment presents Scenes from the Attic.
The Attic. Keeper of the gruesome, the horrifying, and the shocking. Here in the dark place, leering over a typical neighborhood street, is where the phantasma lives. The Attic is where you experience disturbing scenes shared by haunted minds and morbid souls. In a delusional mind, the simplest things can make you paranoid. Tonight, in this episode of Scenes from the Attic, we sit on a porch in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and visit with one such tortured soul.
Wow, it's such a beautiful day today. The sun is out and there's not a cloud in the sky. Not too hot, not too cold. The wind is calm, which is very unusual for this time of year. You'll usually find me on the porch on days like today. As someone who lives alone, it's really nice to exchange a hello or, "Hey, how are ya?" to the half-strangers walking past. I call them half-strangers because, well, it's usually the same people walking by, and after a while you feel like you know them, even though no proper introductions have ever been made. Though, I'm really sorry to say that I've noticed not as many people strolling by as they did in the past. Or, you know, when they do, most of them have their cell phone within inches of their face, not bothering to enjoy the living, breathing world around them. Although, I can still rely on the birds and the squirrels to keep me entertained, and I'm pretty sure they will never get mixed up in this whole digital world we live in today. You know, sometimes the squirrels run around the tree chasing, "Wait a minute, what is that?" You know, I assume since I haven't seen the neighbors across the street for several days that they left on one of their excursions to save the world or something like that. I mean, they're a pretty dependable couple. You know, they always close their drapes when they leave the city limits. Always. And, you know, another thing, they always leave their porch light on every single minute of every single hour. And, you know, honestly, anyone even casually watching the house would know every room of that house is empty. But now, as I bend to the right a bit so I can see around my porch post, I can see that the light is not on. And now, thinking back over the last few days, I can't even swear that their light was even on for even a second. As I sit upright again in my rocking chair, I look over to their large front window and I see the drape hanging, it's hanging in a very unusual way. It sort of hangs down up until a certain point, and then it kind of folds over back on itself, creating this head-sized opening about, I don't know, 5 feet or so from the floor. I wonder how long it's been like this. I mean, is it possible that these white linen drapes have been like this the whole time and I never noticed? No, I don't think so. I mean, I would have noticed. See, I'm very observant, and you have to be when you live alone. I mean, you never know when danger's going to strike. Yeah, I would have picked up on that drape hanging in such an unusual manner. Could it? No, it's not scientifically possible for it to hang in such an odd way all on its own. Somebody has to be standing in the shadows just beyond the window holding those folds back. Wait a minute, I know exactly what's going on. The neighbors are home and they're holding the drape back. I mean, this explains everything because there's no possible way that a drape can hang that way. That's it. They've been inside, hiding this whole entire time, spying on me through that rounded triangle opening. Wait a minute, is the opening bigger now? Yeah, I definitely saw the drape sway and open a touch more. I knew it. Somebody is watching. Wait a minute, I think I can see them. Yep. I'm pretty sure I see an outline of someone peeking through the darkness. You know, I've never been afraid of the truth before or speaking my mind, and I don't mind sharing with you now that my neighbors have always been a little odd. You know, quiet. A little too quiet, if you ask me. Quiet like they're hiding something quiet. Like, they want to fly under the radar because they have a secret that cannot be let out. You know, they've lived here just as long as I have, and yet I've never said anything to them, and they've said absolutely nothing to me. It's a little strange, don't you think? And now, they sit in that dark house, peering at me from behind a single panel of pulled back curtain. And you know what, to be honest, this isn't the first time I've seen them watching me. No, as I've already mentioned, I'm very observant, and I see the man over there standing behind the tree watching. He pretends to be watering his grass, but I know it's just an excuse to get a closer look at me. You know, sometimes he pretends to pick dandelions or wash his truck, but I see him looking over at me with his evil intentions in his eyes, and when I catch him looking, he smiles at me, but I know it's not sincere. I know it's not. And all you have to do is look into their eyes to know a person's true intentions. He even had the gall to wave at me once while he drove by. Can you imagine the audacity? And then there's the woman. Every day she pretends to go out and get the mail from the mailbox, but she always looks over at my house before reaching in to grab her letters. And you know what? She, too, has given a quick wave when I catch her looking, but she doesn't fool me. I'm too smart for her games. And now, they pretend to be on vacation while they watch me from their dark house, the curtain pulled over just enough to peek out from it. They think I don't know they're there, but I do. I see them just as they see me. And you know what else I know? It's pretty fucking obvious that they're plotting something against me. You know, I have a sixth sense about these things. The only question is, what are they plotting? I mean, they think because I live alone, I'm easy pickings, but I'm not. No, I'm not. And this isn't the first time someone's tried to plot against me. They sit there watching my every move, thinking they're in the clear, memorizing my routine so they can what? Kill me? Is that it? Yeah, that's got to be the only possible explanation. They're going to try and kill me. Well, I have a secret of my own, because what they don't know is, I'm onto them. And they can't kill me if I kill them first. This has been Scenes from the Attic, produced by Boozehound Entertainment. Visit WeAreBoozehound.com for more shows and official merch. Follow We Are Boozehound on Instagram and Twitter, and don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to this podcast. Thank you for listening. Good night.